In-depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Usable news and information for your job. And now, here's Francis Rose.
Welcome to the program for Wednesday, November 17th, 2010 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Thank you for listening today, and thank you for joining me as in hour number two of the program, we learn about certifying cybersecurity people. There is a tremendous need for cybersecurity people in federal government, and certifying them and certifying project management and a number of different issues on the table with Andrew Gravett, who is a professor at National Defense University. He'll join me in the second hour of the program. On federalnewsradio.com right now, under the headline, HUD shows how hiring reform can work. My colleague Jason Miller is writing, the Department of Housing and Urban Development went from being the poster child for the dysfunctional federal hiring process to being a model of what others are striving for. And Jason joins me now to talk about this story and the success that HUD is having. Jason, great to see you. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Helps if I turn you on. There we go. I got the right button turned on. And I appreciate you being here today. HUD at one time was way, way, way behind the eight ball, and in fact might have been behind the seven and the six ball as well.
They had some serious problems. There we go. They had some serious problems, and they were always put out there as I said, the poster child of why the federal hiring process doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And I know we have some tape of Secretary Sean Donovan that we'll play in a little bit.
Yep.
But the point is they've made a huge change. They've really went from someone who says we don't do this very well to an agency that says, okay, we think we're heading in the right direction. We've made good progress. And in fact, the event today at HUD. Mm-hmm. Kind of ironically, I guess.
Fittingly enough,
was showed several other agencies who also are making significant progress, making significant changes, and this was all goes back to the May memo from President Obama requiring agencies to get out of the kind of old ways, stop using knowledge, skills, abilities, the KSAs, those dreaded essays,
yeah.
Move to the resume-based system, use what they call registries, use assessment tools. You really modernize the entire federal hiring process. Now, you hear this time and again, well, the federal government has this wave of people retiring. Okay, we're not seeing a wave. It's more drips and drabs. But they're still going to have to hire people, even with what's going on Capitol Hill, the fiscal commission saying only hire two people for every three that leave. It doesn't matter. They still have to hire people. They still are competing with the private sector. And this was such a major problem that you really are starting to see some progress being made, not just at HUD, but really across government.
Are you getting a sense that this is just because the administration and Director Barry are talking about this so much that it's a kind of a top-down driven, or is it more what I would call a horizontally driven, where the agencies themselves are saying, okay, this is really critical and we've got to fix this. It's worth it to us to do it, not just because we want to please the people above us.
I think it's both. And maybe that's a little bit of a cop-out answer, but I'll tell you why. If you don't have that top-down cover, if you don't have OPM Director Barry coming out, if you don't have OMB, Shelley Metzenbaum, and Jeff Zients coming out saying this has got to be done, if you don't have an executive order from President Obama, then all the push from the bottom up, it doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
You can only get so much done. But because they got what they call top cover, the senior buy-in, and then you're getting the push from the Chief Human Capital Officers Council. That's why you're seeing changes. And in fact, John Barry, I'll give him full credit for this one because he spent his entire speech crediting the Chico Council for mm-hmm. all the efforts. We wouldn't have done this without them. We wouldn't have made this much progress without them. We wouldn't have taken the steps we've made across government without them. They're driving the process. It's their ideas. And I think that is giving credit where credit's due. But at the same time, it's also recognizing that you can only do so much from a push-down, top-down command and control perspective, mm-hmm. especially in the civilian agencies.
What did Secretary Donovan say about what specifically they've done to be able to get where they are, to be in this position?
It's interesting. He started off talking about, when I first came here, we were in economic crisis, housing crisis, and we really try to improve upon that. But he goes, at the same time, we had this internal crisis that we were not improving upon. And he says, we had to change. We had to change our approach. We had to you know, move us into the 21st century, which is, you hear that so time and again. Mm-hmm. And the clip you're going to play, I think, is really shows just where they were and where they're going.
All right, let's hear that. It's HUD Secretary Sean Donovan speaking at his agency this morning.
It took us 139 days on average to go from putting a job announcement out to actually hiring someone. Even worse, not only did it take a long time, but the process, even after all that time, didn't yield the results that we needed in terms of the strongest possible candidates for our jobs. In the past, our program managers were barely involved in the development of our recruitment tools, from the job descriptions to the kinds of questions used to screen applicants. Only when the short list of applicants had already been identified did the potential bosses of these applicants begin to get involved in the hiring process. You can imagine how, in the midst of the worst housing crisis since the Great Depression, taking 4.5 months to hire new staff could be a little bit of a problem. Even if you found the right person for the job, there was no guarantee that they'd still be in the market for a job by the time you could bring them on. So between the President's Hiring Reform Initiative and our internal transformation initiative at HUD, we've reduced the number of steps a hiring manager has to take to both begin the hiring process and finalize the selection. And I want to show you something here that makes this powerfully clear. Does that look like a simple process to you? This was one-third of our hiring process when we started. Just one-third. Here's the second part. Okay? And here's the third part. These are pretty big boards. You couldn't fit it on one board, okay? It took us three boards to show exactly the 39 steps it took to hire someone at HUD when we started. Okay? Where are we today? This is our new hiring process. Old process, 39 steps. Process today, 14 steps. 14 steps. And it wasn't just about redesigning the steps in the process. We provided workshops to managers to help them understand their role in the hiring process. We've improved the accountability of everyone's role up and down the hiring chain. And I am proud to say that I stand here today being able to say that Janie Payne and our team at HUD, working with OPM with their incredible assistance, has been able to get our hiring process down to 76 days. 76 days. We cut more than 8 weeks out of our hiring process. It's about half the time that it took us to hire someone when we started this process. Even more important than that, we've seen an improvement in the quality of our hires, people who are better qualified for the jobs that we're posting.
That's HUD Secretary Sean Donovan on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller on site for the event at which Secretary Donovan spoke today, and in studio with me now. Every metric that he talked about there is exactly what Director Barry is driving people toward.
And I think that's part of the reason why HUD was the first presenter. They held the event at HUD. I mean, look what this idea of when you focus on it, when you really put the top level and the mid-level oomph behind it, you know, taking a 39-step process. One of the things you couldn't see, obviously, because we're radio, mm-hmm. is he held up charts, and the charts outlined the process. Three boards worth of charts. And these were, you know, 2 by 3, 2 feet by 3 feet boards.
Yeah.
They were pretty big boards. He said, we've taken the 39 steps down to 14. We've reduced the hiring time from 139 days down to 76 days. I mean, just major, major changes. And they're not done. I mean, let's be clear. They aren't celebrating. They're not popping the champagne and running around the building, yelling and screaming. But just the fact is, the difference that they've made, they're seeing it now. They're bringing more people on. Janie Payne, who's the Chief Human Capital Officer at HUD, talks about, we brought in hundreds of people this year, better than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a testament to this focused approach to really improving the hiring process. And let's be clear, HUD's also not alone. There's several other agencies too.
Let's talk about some of those agencies and talk about some of the nuts and bolts behind these changes when we come back on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. My colleague Jason Miller in studio, and his story, HUD Shows How Hiring Reform Can Work, is up right now at federalnewsradio.com. You can see it there. You can hear more about it next on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
Government personnel must continue to achieve mission-critical objectives no matter their work environment. Video conferencing technologies provide a highly effective collaboration solution for federal employees affected by budget cuts, BRAC initiatives, and telework mandates if they are secure based on open standards and deployable in limited bandwidth environments. Polycom is the first video provider to have an ultimate HD portfolio that is JITC certified, offering real-time face-to-face communication without compromising secure networks or consuming excessive bandwidth. Polycom enables government customers to collaborate over voice and video anywhere, anytime, securely both inside and outside the firewall, offering high-definition video calls at half the bandwidth of other companies. To learn more, visit polycom.com/federal.
The Telework Center arms you with all the information you need to know about teleworking in the federal government. Go to federalnewsradio.com, keyword Polycom.
Hi, this is Jim Fleisig. Please join me on Thursday, November 18th at 12 noon for my monthly series, The Federal Executive Forum. Our program this month will discuss cloud computing initiatives in the federal government. The panel includes government leaders from the U.S. Army, DISA, and NIST. Don't miss the Federal Executive Forum on Thursday, November 18th at noon, right here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM and online at federalnewsradio.com.
Sponsored by McAfee, Riverbed, and Red Hat.
Newsmakers on the Federal Drive with Tom Tamman and Amy Morris.
Bill Dugan, the national president of the National Federation of Federal Employees, you were looking to scale back your agenda.
The Employee Free Choice Act, I think that's probably a non-starter. Given the fact that we're running deficits, it's going to be very difficult to move legislation that has a large price tag. So there's some aspects of reforming training in federal government that have little or no price tag.
Hear the entire interview online, federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.
We're back on In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. In studio with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, and Jason at an event today hosted by the Department of Housing and Urban Development, talking about reducing hiring times. HUD Secretary Sean Donovan saying that they've cut the hiring process from 39 steps to 14 steps, and their hiring process now down to 76 days. But Jason, HUD not the only agency at this event today, and some other agencies are registering some success.
Absolutely, and Energy, VA, DOD are all among the ones that were highlighted today. What's interesting, though, and I'll just kind of get on the front end of this instead of we'll address on the back end, is OPM didn't have government-wide numbers. I know from, for instance, talking to Nancy Kechek, who's the OPM Chief Human Capital Officer, that across government, the average time is roughly about 110 days. That was back in October. She talked about that at the Executive Leadership Conference. Mm-hmm. Now, that's pretty good, but John Barry, who the director of OPM, said, I don't really have any government-wide numbers yet. And I said, well, when are you going to have them? He goes, well, by the end of the year, what happens is agencies do an annual reporting of how long it takes to hire people, how many people are hired. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I didn't want to double up their reporting burden where they had to report in October and then again in December.
Yeah.
So he said, we'll have more specifics in January. So that was, I'll be honest, that was a little disappointing as reporters. We always want the numbers. We always want, give me the stats.
Jason. Just be patient.
Exactly. But it's hard. But when you look at the agencies, individual by individual agencies, you get certain ones that are just making good progress. Let's take the Energy Department as one. It used to take them 174 days to hire someone. By the end of fiscal year 2010, it was down to 100 days.
Mm-hmm.
74 days they kind of lopped off. Their goal is 80 days by the end of 2011. And Daniel Poneman, who's the Energy Department Deputy Secretary, actually joked, maybe we need to get down to 76 to keep up with the Donovans. So what's also interesting about what Energy is doing, they have a couple things going on here. The other thing, they have a sub-target. Within that 80-day goal, they want to actually get down to 50 days from the time they put the first job announcement out until the time they extend the offer.
Mm-hmm.
He says, listen, we can't control everything. We can't control how long it takes someone to make a decision. We can't control how long it takes for them to move, to quit their current job, or to whatever the reason is to come on board.
I think that's perfectly reasonable. And before we had a conversation to talk about this before going on the air, I didn't know that all of that stuff that is at the control of the hiree rather than the agency was counted in the mix. And I'm not sure that's really fair to judge the agencies on that time, because there can be so many extenuating circumstances they can't control.
Absolutely. But they are looking at, from the time they put the job announcement out until the person comes on board.
Yeah.
And, their thought up process, I imagine, is, maybe only 2 weeks or maybe 3 weeks, maybe a month at most. But really, if it's taking 174 days or 176 days, the month is here nor there when it comes down to it.
It's still way too long. And it's interesting because this 80-day goal that we've heard, There are some very high level HR people that have told me that's even too long. It's fine to make that a kind of an intermittent goal. We're going to work to that and then continue to work to try to shrink the hiring time. But to get to 80 and say, yay, mission accomplished, is really.
I think though, if you look at the private sector, and maybe there's more statistics out there we could pull up, but it's going to take most private sector companies 30 to 60 days. They don't have always the challenge of meeting merit systems protection, the union.
Well, that's true.
So I think that maybe is why the 80-day goal. But I also think that you make a fair point that says 80 days is kind of that intermittent goal, and then they continue want to get
to keep trying to
push it down. The one other thing I'd like to bring up about Energy Department, beyond that they have these kind of 80-day goal and this 50-day kind of sub-goal, is they're actually implementing for lack of a better word, a hiring dashboard. I'm sure they call it something else, but dashboards are all the rage.
Everybody loves dashboards.
With the Obama administration. And one of the things they're doing is they're checking through each part of the hiring process, the managers, deputy secretaries can see where we at, who's where in the process, where we finding roadblocks. And in fact, this system is working so well that the Chief Human Capital Officers Council is considering it. Well, maybe we can expand this government-wide. Maybe this is something every agency can use.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's actually a really interesting idea, is a tracking system that really gives you kind of, again, the dashboard to understand where we're at, where we're going, where are we falling into trouble, instead of the anecdotal evidence, or instead of just, well, at this sub-agency, this bureau does well, but this other bureau doesn't. Well, what's the systemic or broader issues?
There is a great idea that came out of this event today, too, that the Pentagon is using to speed their hiring time. Your story says that Kathleen Ott says the Pentagon has their average down to 79 days, and we'll talk about that a little bit when we come back from the break on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. My colleague Jason Miller in studio. His story is headlined, HUD Shows How Hiring Reform Can Work. It's on federalnewsradio.com right now, and you'll hear more about it next on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
The latest from the Federal Security Spotlight, brought to you by Cisco.
One federal agency not only collects cyber dangers, it puts them under a microscope. Here's Chris Johnson of the National Institute of Standards and Technology, specializing in the National Vulnerability Database.
So we look at the access vector on the network. We look at the complexity of the exploit. We look at, do I need authentication in order to perform this exploit? So some exploits may not require authentication. That's a factor in determining the risk overall.
To hear the entire show, log on to federalnewsradio.com. Will the top-of-mind security issues of today be the issues facing government tomorrow? Get the latest from federal experts on FISMA reform, the cyber initiative, how government is combating botnets, spyware, and other cyber evils, and more. Listen to Federal Security Spotlight, sponsored by Cisco, airing Thursday from 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. on Federal News Radio 1500 a.m. or on demand at federalnewsradio.com. The Federal Security Spotlight is brought to you by Cisco, the leader in federal IT security.
Diaper bag, check. Bouncy seat, check. Stroller, car seat, bottles, butt wipes, and binky, check, check, and double check. Why it takes 30 pounds of equipment to transport one 12-pound baby, we'll never know. So at Kaiser Permanente, we put everything for baby and you in one place. Everything you need, from obstetricians and nurses to nutritionists and pediatricians. A whole care team of specialists assembled to keep your baby and you in top running order, not running around. And you can even go online with My Health Manager to schedule routine appointments, check most lab results, and exchange emails with your Kaiser Permanente doctor's office. Imagine having a conversation with your pediatrician without having to fold or unfold that stroller. Convenient, check. Efficient, check. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Learn more at kp.org/thrive.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
Hockey season is here. The Caps are back to work. Can you feel the excitement building? Caps fans, don't miss out on an Eastern Conference battle as the Caps take on top goalie Ryan Miller and the Buffalo Sabres on Wednesday, November 17th at 7 p.m. Tickets are extremely limited, so call 202-397-SEAT or log on to WashingtonCaps.com now and do your part in building America's hockey capital.
This fall, the OMB will launch a customer service dashboard to measure the effectiveness of each agency's public outreach. But open government is a two-way street in a time of budget constraints. How have agencies leveraged the ideas of citizens to eliminate waste and increase productivity? Join AFSCME Bethesda and a panel including GSA's Bev Godwin and the DOD's Jack Holt on December 14th for a breakfast discussion at the Bethesda North Marriott. For more information and to register, visit AFSCMEBethesda.com/DECBreakfast.
We're back on In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller in studio with me talking about an event that took place at HUD today, and that event dealing with hiring reform, and Jason's story's headline, HUD Shows How Hiring Reform Can Work. Well, another attendee, another agency represented at this event was the Department of Defense. Kathleen Ott is DOD's Acting Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Civilian Personnel Policy. That's a mouthful. Pentagon getting their hiring average down to 79 days, and the way that they're doing it, the mechanism that they're using, I think, is really fascinating.
Well, one of the things that they've developed was basically a manager's toolkit. And basically what they heard time and again is, we don't understand the process. Help us understand the process. We're still confused, or we still have some, there's a lack of clarity about everything we have to consider, do. And they said, okay, well, they estimate that managers constitute about 30% of the hiring process. So they actually developed what they call a SWAT team. The SWAT team is led by two SES, members of the Senior Executive Service, and they meet every other month, and they're giving direction, how to improve the overall hiring process. And one of the things they came up with was this toolkit, and it has four phases of the toolkit. I'll go back through them just real quick. First one is the hiring process itself. You know, four steps to hire, you know, tips for hiring managers, you know, tips for recruiting. Phase two deals with talking to candidates, so the interview process, basically. Phase three is making the hiring decision, and phase four is, you know, that onboarding. Once you hire someone, okay, how do we make sure that the first day they have a computer, they have a, for the DOD, their CAC card, the secure ID card, you know, what's the course? They said they're developing what they call a DOD 101 course.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think would be excellent for everyone to take.
Yeah.
You don't understand, when you go to DOD, when I go to an event at DOD, I bet there's 100 acronyms I'm still scratching my head at going, I gotta look that up on the internet to figure out what they're talking about. I mean, just to have those acronyms on a piece of paper would be half the battle.
Yeah.
But this, what the goal is, the manager's toolkit is put things on checklists and an easy to understand language that managers can refer to quickly and say, okay, I understand what I got to do in this part of the process.
One thing that I have found interesting, and the reason that I think this is such a great idea, is that everybody that I talk to says that not just for hiring, but for retention, one of the most important things is the onboarding process. And that's something that agencies have struggled. It's hard enough for them to get people in the door, let alone make sure that when they show up, everything's all set up for them in the first, even the first 6 months, to really get them up to speed on what the agency does. That's why I think this is a really good idea.
I mean, the goal here is not so, because first impressions are so important. You don't want someone to come in and the first 2 weeks or 3 weeks or first month they're scratching their head going, oh, I can't believe I took this job. I'm not doing anything.
Right.
And especially they always talk about the younger generation, which, you know, I have some questions about that, but the impatience
kids these days,
these kids these days, the impatience of the younger hires, they want to go. Mm-hmm. But I think you're right that having this kind of, okay, how do you ensure your onboarding process is meeting both the goals of the agency or your department or your office and the candidate?
All right. A lot of information about this in your story here at federalnewsradio.com.
Dorbeck Insider will have more
okay.
at 4 o'clock.
Excellent. And Jason, I appreciate you being on to talk about this. It's good stuff, and the success stories hopefully will continue, and you'll have more to tell us about. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller writing under the headline, HUD Shows How Hiring Reform Can Work. It's posted now at federalnewsradio.com, and you can read more about it there. And later this afternoon, you can hear my conversation with Jason again. Coming up on In-Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, Andy Gravitt, a professor at the National Defense University, joining me to talk about project management, how to make sure the project manager at your agency knows what he or she is doing. We'll discuss that with Andy in hour number two of In-Depth with Francis Rose coming up next.